This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Gail, G-A-I-L. Last name is King, K-I-N-G. Date of birth is 9/12/1937. Date of evaluation is 8/25/2023. HPI history page. Complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of anxiety and insomnia and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of our present illness. This is an 85 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 8/23/2023 upon transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patient's chart indicates diabetes, hypomagnesemia, hypokalemia, hypertensive chronic kidney disease, gout, history of uterovaginal prolapse, history of TIA, period patient reports that she is doing okay, period reports that she's being treated well here, and recognize that she is here to get physical therapy, period. Patient reports that she was, quote, passing out, unquote, and was in bathroom. Peter reports that she was found to be dehydrated and had MRI and CT scan, which was negative. Patient believes that she was told that she had urinary tract infection. Here she acknowledged a history of anxiety and insomnia and has been taking a Seroquel prescribed by PCP. Peer duration is not known, but it could have been a couple of years. She denied any paranoia, delusional thinking. Period, no reports of any depression or any suicidal ideation. Period, reports that she lived in 55 and over community, but the administration changed and things are not so good there. Period, she plans to move in with her son. Period, reports that before the new administration came, they used to play cards and bingo, but that stopped. Next paragraph, patient knew she's at Marywood. She knew it's August 25th, 2023, and Biden is the president. She could recall 2 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, general, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, email, allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination, blood pressure is 138 over 70, pulse 72, respiration 20. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech clear, mood, euthymic, thought processes intact, thought content within normal, perceptual disturbances are denied, level of consciousness alert. Oriented to person with a normal place, with a normal time, with a normal memory. Recent weather normal, remote weather normal attention, weather normal funnel knowledge, fair judgment and insight, weather normal. Next paragraph, medication and the current medication. Seroquel 25 milligram HS. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans. Generalized anxiety disorder, F41.1. Plans taper and discontinue Seroquel in an attempt to minimize use of antipsychotic medications. Number two, primary insomnia, 51.01. Plans monitor response from Remeron, which could also improve sleep disturbance. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behavior in your concern. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, ongoing follow-up with the attending physician for management of medical problems. Next paragraph, orders and procedure 99301. Next paragraph, under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of antipsychotics. Number two, Remeron, risk benefit statements. In my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment. This is end of dictation.